Blackstone Audio presents The Narrow Road to the Deep North by Richard Flanagan. This book is read by David Atlas. For Prisoner, San Byaku, San Jugo, 335. Mother, they write poems. Paul Chelan. A bee staggers out of the peony. Basho. 1. Why, at the beginning of things, is there always light? Dorrigo Evans's earliest memories were of sun flooding a church hall in which he sat with his mother and grandmother. A wooden church hall. Blinding light and him toddling back and forth, in and out of its transcendent welcome, into the arms of women. Women who loved him, like entering the sea and returning to the beach, over and over. Bless you, his mother says, as she holds him and lets him go. Bless you, boy. That must have been 1915 or 1916. He would have been one or two. Shadows came later, in the form of a forearm rising up, its black outline leaping in the greasy light of a kerosene lantern. Jackie Maguire was sitting in the Evans's small dark kitchen, crying. No one cried then, except babies. Jackie Maguire was an old man, maybe 40, perhaps older, and he was trying to brush the tears.